This is Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. We're going to start today with news of clergy sex abuse settlements with the Catholic Archdiocese of Boston. The settlements totaled more than $750,000, but the Archdiocese says there is no admission of liability. Joining us to talk about this is Anne Barrett Doyle. She's co-director of the group bishopaccountability.org. Welcome to Radio Boston, Anne.
Thank you, Deb.
So who made this announcement and why?
I believe attorney Mitchell Garabedian announced that he was adding the names of these 16 clerics to his already published list as a way of providing transparency about abusive clerics that sadly the Boston Archdiocese still is not providing.
So we'll talk about that in a moment, but we should say that Mitchell Garabedian is an attorney in Boston who has settled some 1,000 clergy abuse cases. And now these cases total, as we said, $778,000. It doesn't seem like a huge amount of money, Anne, for 10 cases. How does the size of these settlements compare with others?
Yeah, these cases are, those settlements are not particularly large, but they are significant enough. They do communicate that the Archdiocese found the claims substantive and credible and compelling. So I think that the amounts in this day and age are actually notable.
So how old are these cases here, most of these allegations? Some of them decades old, is my understanding. Is that right?
That's right. But concerns me is that Cardinal O'Malley himself didn't release these names and didn't announce that some of these settlements had happened.
We did reach out to the Archdiocese, we should say, and we got a statement from the Archdiocese saying that it can confirm that settlements were reached but cannot confirm details in order to protect the survivors. And the statement also said that several of the priests involved have already been publicly accused. Can you explain, A, why you think Cardinal O'Malley should have been more forthcoming, and B, you had brought up transparency concerns a couple of seconds ago. Tell me about those.
Yes, he should be more forthcoming because he has said repeatedly, Cardinal O'Malley has said that his highest priority is to do outreach to victims and protect children, and there is no more powerful and effective way to do that than releasing information. I mean, this whole crisis was founded on the church's suppression of information. They're not entitled to keep secrets in order to limit their legal exposure. If you know, these victims had no choice except to go forward to the church and file a civil claim because the legal recourse is usually off limits to them because of the statute of limitations. So instead of being fully honest about the priests who are credibly accused, whom the Archdiocese knows has abused kids, Cardinal O'Malley is still keeping a lot of those names under wraps, even though some of them are accused by multiple victims, and he can do better, as other bishops have done in the U.S.
So this statement saying that several of these priests have already been publicly accused, is that insufficient to you?
Absolutely. It's the fact that several of them have been publicly accused is already is true, but six of them are totally new names who we knew nothing about. I mean, that's astonishing that number of names is still being revealed. And also, some of the settlements are, you know, the second or third settlements against priests on Cardinal O'Malley's list of accused priests, which is very limited and partial.
You know, why are these settlements coming forward right now? There are some folks who might wonder if the movie Spotlight, which, you know, just won for Best Picture and is about the Boston Globe investigation into clergy abuse in Boston, they might wonder if that movie is affecting things. Any effect there, or what is the answer to the question, why is this happening now, Anne?
There is no doubt that the movie Spotlight is helping more victims find the courage to come forward, victims of all kinds of perpetrators, you know, not just clergy sexual abuse. But I do think that most of the priests added to Mitchell Garabedian's list today, I think the claims were probably in process before the movie gained such prominence.
All right. Anne Barrett Doyle is co-director of the group bishopaccountability.org. Anne, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me.